Greetings, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope your day is joyous in the Lord and you're giving him praise and thanks for this day. Hey, there's something I want to talk to you about. It's been on my mind for a while, and good timing. Somebody just brought this issue up not too long ago, and I want to share it with you, so hopefully it will encourage some of your sisters to avoid some of the pitfalls that are involved with it. I want to talk about fake fellowship, and I want to share a story about when I was new in the Lord and some of the things I went through. But before I do that, I want to read a couple scripture verses about fellowship and talk just a little bit about that. I'm not going to teach on what fellowship is. You can go look at the Greek word, and Brother Jim has teachings on it, but I'm just going to talk about fake fellowship. So first of all, let's read Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And I also want to read 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, if you look through the scriptures, there's plenty in regards to what fellowship is. And what we find out fellowship is, it can only be done with true believers who are following Christ of the Bible, not man-made religion. We haven't found any man-made religious system yet that truly follows Jesus of the Bible, God the Father, the creator of the universe of the Bible. They have many issues. But anyway, what I want to do is I'm going to go look up the scripture verses of being of one mind. You know, that's another thing that pertains to true believers is we saw in Acts 2 that it talks about following the doctrines. So we can only have fellowship with people who truly follow all the doctrines in the Bible, all of God's word. Not some here, not some there, not different opinions. And we all have to be of one mind and all speaking the same thing. So let me read a couple verses on that. Let's see, 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Well, here's another one. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Here's one more, Philippians 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now I could keep reading here, but you get the point. We're all supposed to be of one mind, following the doctrines of God, and following in obedience. So a true believer is going to read God's word, Matthew 4:4, and live by every word of the mouth of God. So I'm prefacing this for you for a reason. So now I'm going to tell you about a story I had when I was first born again, and I was trying to figure out how to be a godly woman. And Brother Jim was brand new born again. He was focusing on the things of men. I'm focusing on the things of women. And I longed so bad for a godly woman to help me just strip myself down quickly and build me back up as a godly woman. And I couldn't find one. And that's fine. That's obviously, we see that going on all over the world. I'm not unusual because many of you are going through the same thing or did go through it. And this can grow us stronger. But anyway, shame on me. Over time, I went looking on the internet because as I started transforming my life, let me back up just a little bit. Brother Jim and I, when we were first born again, we went to an Assembly of God church for 4 or 5 months or so, and we quickly left because as we were reading God's word, we saw they were not following it. So we left that. And then as I was digging through the scriptures, I was seeing a lot of things about my external appearance, about my character as a godly woman that I had to change. And so I was really struggling through that. And as I started learning how to dress and cover my head, it took me a while to get the fine details about what exactly all that was. But as I was working through it, I was feeling strange and odd in this world, just like many of you are or have. You mature through that and you get past that. Brother Jim just said something the other day. You know when you're walking in the spirit is when you're not in your flesh and you're not worried about the pride of what people think you look like in how you dress. So that's something to think about, sisters. But anyway, I was brand new and striving through this. And I went on the internet and I was looking for like a fellowship of a Christian woman. So I would type in Christian women's blogs. And what I found right away was worldly, carnal looking Christian women. They weren't Christians. They just use our Savior's name on them. And shamefully, just because I was lonely, they talked a little bit about God, and then they had homemaking things, and it gave me a little comfort in the flesh. Well, as I was reading God's word, and the more refined I got in my life, I had to quickly get rid of them because I saw that that was sinful, unfruitful, fake fellowship. So as I started dressing more biblical, I then started looking at the Anabaptists, and we had a lot around the area. And in my flesh, I kind of wanted to, you know, have somebody to not, you know, I guess in my mind, I was like, well, there's other people like me out there, even though they don't look right, you know, or they don't look the same. We don't all look the same. But as Brother Jim and I were digging into their theology, we quickly learned that they're very unbiblical groups, the Anabaptists, Amish, Mennonite, German Baptist, there's a whole bunch of them, the Brethren groups out there. We learned that they were unbiblical. Well, I wasn't on the internet looking at their stuff because many of them don't have it on the internet. I was subscribing to their magazines. And although most of them were, you know, just black and white print with hand-drawn pictures and stuff, I kind of had this comfort in my flesh that I wasn't alone, even though in my spirit it was really bothering me because I knew theologically we had some issues. Well, finally, after a period of time, I stopped following that. But I will say on this hand, through all that, I learned a lot about these people, which is actually really turning out to be a good thing because we run into them all over the place to witness. I would never encourage somebody to do that, not for the fellowship. Testing people, maybe, you know, learning their theology so you could witness to them. But anyway, I did it the wrong way, but God redeemed it for good. So anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is we had somebody come to us just recently, and they were kind of doing the same thing. And I warned her about it. I said, you know, that's like a fake fellowship. You got to be careful. You're not supposed to be doing that. Even just looking at other people who are dressing differently in the culture, it gives you a fleshly feeling of almost belonging. There's somebody else out there. Well, are we supposed to live in the flesh, sisters, or not? So to get back to what the point was here, what I want to talk to you about is we have to be careful. And I know we've had other women show up, not show up, but contact us and talk about how they've been following this couple, this woman, this ministry, and they're in the Anabaptist groups. Well, Brother Jim has been testing many of them, and I've tested some of the women's. There are some Mennonite blogs out there, and they're unbiblical too. So what I want to do is get this going here. I'm kind of rambling. I want to get to the point here. I know there's some of you out there who are following blogs, magazines, publications, whatever it is you want to call it, of more conservative groups or people or women. And I want to warn you that if you see any doctrinal differences, then you are not of one mind with that person. They're not following the truth of God's word. And I want to warn you that the Anabaptist type groups like that, they have false gospels. You know, Brother Jim has talked to many of them, and he asked them what the gospel is, and I would say 99% of them say, just believe and follow Jesus. Some of them may go on a little bit more, but they rarely ever say repentance. They never say being born again. Obedience, yeah, but they don't even obey God's word. And endurance, yeah, they would agree on that. So we're not of one mind with them. So how can we have fellowship with somebody that we're not of one mind and not speaking the same thing? You know, 1 John 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Another thing these Anabaptist group types have is a ransom theory as their gospel. They don't believe that the blood of Christ, I got to be careful where I'm going here. Anyway, they believe a ransom theory. Brother Jim has teachings on that. It's a false gospel, another version of a false gospel. So you can't have a one mind with that. And Galatians 1:8 says, but though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So sisters, how can we have a fellowship? It's fake. How can we even have a long distance, a pretend fellowship with somebody who is accursed, who has a false gospel? Many of them, the Anabaptist type, and I'm only saying Anabaptist because it does cover some of the fringe groups that don't even fit underneath the denominational names. We know many groups out there, they don't even have a name. They're just a small group out there that have pulled themselves out of some of those other groups, but they still have false gospels and man-made traditions. Mark 7, 8, 9, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold to the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and as many other such things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. So that fits right in with the people that we're not supposed to have anything to do with, because they have a false gospel and they're keeping the traditions of men. So if we're truly of God and we're following his word in obedience, how can we have fellowship with people who are not? So think about that, sisters. You know, you can't be yoked. And I know you're not physically or like next door neighbor. If you're next door neighbors, you got to be real careful. But if you're just following a publication on a blog, you know, it's long distance, you're probably thinking, well, that's safe enough, but it's not. You have like a fleshly kind of yoke to these people. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness and unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Now, I know you're going to say, well, they're believers. Well, what is a believer? A believer is a true believer, somebody who has a biblical gospel, who follows the doctrines that have been written in God's word. They follow everything out of the Bible, and they don't compromise with man-made traditions. So you can't have fellowship with that. Ephesians 5:11, and have no fruitful, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. See, you shouldn't be sitting there reading or watching videos or looking at stuff from people that you know for a fact, because you can see it visually and how they talk and what they do and what their beliefs are. You can't have fellowship with them. They're to be reproved. Now, it's not necessarily something women should be doing, woman to woman maybe, but that's a whole nother topic we can get into. You know, our Father's a jealous God. Exodus 20 says that if we're going to put fake fellowship idolatry before God, if we're going to lay down his doctrines and his commands in order to have that, then we have an idol before God and he's jealous. 1 Corinthians 10:22, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Think about that, sister. So, you know, we got to be careful not to live in the flesh, as Romans 8 warns us, because we won't please God, will we? You need to be willing to pick up your cross and walk through this life alone, just as Brother Jim is always telling the brothers. Be a Noah right where you are, or a Noette, if you want to call it that. And I encourage you, sisters, to do that. So think about this. If our Father's not enough to sustain us through this life, then what hope do we have? So be real careful here. Let's read 2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I know it's talking about false teachers, but be real careful that you're not denying the power of God in your life. So I don't want you out on the internet, reading publications, reaching out and trying to comfort your flesh with fake fellowship, sisters. That's what I'm trying to encourage you with. So I know that's a hard thing to do. It could be a hard thing to let go of for those of you who are doing it. But I encourage you to go before the Lord and pray and let him fill you up. We're here to help those who are truly wanting to be fully obedient in the word, to kill their flesh, to lay down any idols before the Lord, and strive in holiness and obedience. I'm here to encourage sisters who are willing to do that. My true, obedient sisters who are willing to die to themselves and to live in Christ. So hopefully this has been an encouragement to you, and let me know how I can help you. Have a joyous day, sisters, and may God be praised.